So Biden shuts off all the oil deals, shuts off all the pipelines, and then the next day goes on TV and says, I'm doing everything I can to lower your gas prices. A complete lie to your face. He might as well spit in your face. He might as well piss in your face and call it rain. And then to buy Europe silence in this disaster, he gives Europe our strategic oil reserves. That's what's going on here, folks. They say, hey, we're gonna release the strategic oil reserves to lower your gas prices. It never happened. They have released more than half our strategic oil reserves, and half of that, if not more, have gone to Europe. You say, well, why would he be sending our oil reserves to Europe? Because Biden's war in Ukraine has been a disaster for Europe, too. Putin hasn't doubled the gas prices in Europe. Biden has. So what does Biden do to buy the silence from European leaders, to buy their loyalty? Hey, you guys, don't blame me for this. Blame Putin. Well, what are you going to do for us? I'll give you our strategic oil reserves. And that's what Biden has done. And then he goes on TV and tells you he's doing everything possible to lower your gas prices when the exact opposite is the reality.
President Clinton appointed what one commentator called this week a bunch of high IQ stupid people. In other words, they were well-educated, but no common sense. President Biden has appointed whack jobs. I mean, it's like these people dropped acid in an outback parking lot. You can't reason with them. That they are just so woke, and that's the difference, in my opinion, and why they haven't course-corrected.
Senator John Kennedy telling it like it is on Fox News last night. Yeah, I mean, they are whack jobs. And it's like a weird woke-topia whack job fest happening in the White House. Hey, look, oh, this person's gay. Hey, this person's black. Hey, this person's a puppy kink. Hey, you know, hey, this person's a man that thinks he's a woman. Oh, all right. It's a clown show. It's a circus. The kids are running the school. The kids are driving the bus. The insane people are running the asylum. I mean, pick your analogy. That's what's going on. So, of course, America is falling apart at the seams. Of course, the economy is an absolute disaster right now. By the way, I said largest Fed rate hike since 74 yesterday. It's 94. Here's the Fed statement on the biggest interest rate hike since 1994. So, yeah, the statement is Biden is crushing your economy. What do you want us to do? Food stamps, credit card debt, record high inflation forces some older Americans to make tough financial choices. Yeah, that access, that ease of access, that abundance, that excess, it's all gone now, and it's all by design. It's all by design. America must be brought to heel, and Biden is doing just that, and the whole world is watching in amazement. In amazement. And they don't know what to do because this is going to cost them in the midterms. The only chance the Democrats really have is just a bigger theft than 2020, which will be so obvious that I don't know how they'll pull that off. But these are desperate criminals we're talking about here. So I wouldn't put it past them. I wouldn't put it past them. As Biden screams into microphones, yelling at Vladimir Putin. It's like, Putin has raised our gas. Putin has done this. Putin has crashed our economy. Oh, really? I woke up this morning, had a bit of a stomachache. Dang it, Putin. That darn Russian. Man, oh, man. Mm-mm-mm. Yard was a mess. Windstorm came through, blew all these trees down. Man, frickin' Putin, man. No, it's Biden. It's the Democrats. They campaigned on this. They call it a transition, and then they deny it. They say, this is going to be a tough transition period. We're shutting off your energy. We're transitioning into the new world. Okay, what's the transition? Well, you're going to have your country collapse. Hey, I don't like this transition much. What transition? It's Putin's fault. Despite ongoing energy crisis and record fuel prices every day, Leftist activists sue Biden administration to block 3,500 oil and gas permits. They love shutting down our energy. But hey, I mean, lazy bum liberals, lazy bums who don't have a job, don't have a family, and don't really care if they can have cheap gas or not because they're, you know, flying around with bongo drums, hanging out in trees playing the bongos. Yeah, they don't care about gas prices going up, but you, the guy and the girl that works and has a family and needs to take your kids to school and maybe drives 30 miles to work, yeah, you care, but not the bum liberal that is begging to increase energy prices by shutting off all of our gas permits. And again, I just, guys, this is kind of bothering me. See if you can find it. It was May 12th, Associated Press headline. Something about Biden canceling oil leases. See if you can find this. It's just sitting in my head. I can't remember it. But Biden cancels oil deals, okay, that would bring more oil into the country, lower oil prices, give us some more access. Thank you guys so much. Crew has my back. Biden cancels offshore oil lease sales in Gulf Coast and Alaska. So that was May 12, 2022. Last month, Biden cancels offshore oil lease sales in Gulf Coast, Alaska. So he's canceled hundreds of these deals. These liberal activists want him to cancel the rest. So you'll literally have no gas coming in, $10 a gallon. Screw that. You're talking $30, $40, $50 a gallon if they do this. So Biden shuts off all the oil deals, shuts off all the pipelines, And then the next day goes on TV and says, I'm doing everything I can to lower your gas prices. A complete lie to your face. He might as well spit in your face. He might as well piss in your face and call it rain. And then to buy Europe's silence in this disaster, he gives Europe our strategic oil reserves. That's what's going on here, folks. They say, hey, we're going to release the strategic oil reserves to lower your gas prices. It never happened. They have released more than half our strategic oil reserves, and half of that, if not more, have gone to Europe. You say, well, why would he be sending our oil reserves to Europe? Because Biden's war in Ukraine has been a disaster for Europe, too. Putin hasn't doubled the gas prices in Europe. Biden has. So what does Biden do to buy the silence from European leaders, to buy their loyalty? Hey, you guys, don't blame me for this. Blame Putin. Well, what are you going to do for us? I'll give you our strategic oil reserves. And that's what Biden has done. And then he goes on TV and tells you he's doing everything possible to lower your gas prices when the exact opposite is the reality. Fuel thefts on the rise as Biden gas prices continue to hit all-time record highs. Yeah, people siphoning fuel out of cars. It's a new thing. Or drilling holes into the bottom of your gas tank so they can leak it out into their gas can. Only in Biden's America, a third world hellhole run by Democrats. Abbott's baby formula plant in Sturgis, Michigan closed again, this time due to weather damage. So a legitimate closing this time. Too bad they illegitimately shut it down and now there's a baby formula shortage. It's Democrats. That's what they do. Biden Energy Secretary tells Americans to stop complaining because Brazilians have to pay the same amount for gas. Oh, I see. Well, hey, liberals, stop complaining about gun violence. It's worse in Mexico and Brazil. Stop complaining, liberals. So much worse in other countries. Stop complaining, libs. Stop complaining, Dems, about gun crimes. It's worse in Brazil. White House demands oil companies be patriots, produce more gas. Can you imagine how ticked off these oil companies are? By the way, who knows what's really going on, but in 2020 and 2021, the oil companies claim to have lost money. In 2020 and 2021, oil companies claim to have lost money. And then because the pandemic and then Biden canceled all these deals that they had basically planned out financially, economically for the oil companies for decades, and Biden canceled all of it, they ended up taking a loss. Biden threatens U.S. oil companies with the use of emergency authorities. Can you imagine being an oil company and Biden is doing everything to crush your business and then he turns around and points the finger at you? Yeah, everybody knows Joe Biden's a scumbag. Only liars pretend he's not.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible. And these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. With these other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off.